joining me right now to talk a little national, statewide politics. GOP strategist, co-founder of MustReadTexas.com, Matt Mikowiak. Matt, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Doing great. How about y'all?
Doing great. Appreciate you coming on today. Again, another week, another talking point for Wendy Davis that's being echoed throughout, Democrats nationwide and the Obama administration about equal pay. What do you think the Davis campaign, do you think they'll continue to talk about this as the issue of the day, or try to make it the issue of the day? And how do Republicans respond? And in particular, how does Greg Abbott respond, if he does at all?
You've seen the Davis campaign really try to bring up as many wedge issues and guilt by association attacks as possible, particularly as they've changed the staff of their campaign in the last month or so. The equal pay issue is not going anywhere because we saw, I think, over the weekend, President Obama was going to sign two executive orders on equal pay today. So it's clear that there's some coordination with the White House on this particular issue, and they're going to keep going after it. But you're even seeing it on other issues. You saw General Abbott put out his early education plan, his pre-K plan last week, and in the footnotes there was a quote by a social scientist named Richard Murray, who the Davis campaign decided to attack Murray rather than answer any of the substantive points of the Abbott proposal. So, you know, they're playing this kind of game, and the question is, again, you know, do you have a message that resonates? Do you have a vision for the future of the state of Texas? So far, we haven't seen that from Davis. We've seen her demonstrate an ability to attack and to get basically the lapdog mainstream media in Texas to follow her. But again, we haven't seen the vision, and we haven't seen a message, and we're going to have to see both. And there's not that much more time left, 5 or 6 months left.
Yeah, and I try to look at this, you know, and try to be fair, looking at the Davis campaign. You know, are they running a good campaign? Are they running something that would challenge Abbott? And it seems like it's just attack over, you know, after an attack. And whether they're attacking Greg Abbott or somebody Greg Abbott might know or referenced one day, or the Abbott campaign, but they're not really going after any of his plans, the things that he has set forward. And the plans that the Davis campaign have set out, the education plan in particular, they lack details, and it cost a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is attacking is not a message. Attacking can reduce the support your opponent has, but you still have to go win those votes. If you attack enough, you can convince people not to vote at all, but you have to ultimately persuade them to support you. And, you know, sort of the basic problem I've always believed that Davis campaign has is that in a one-party controlled state, Greg Abbott feels like an incumbent. And so, because he's a Republican, because he's a statewide elected official, because he's been around a while, most Texas voters feel like he's been part of the success that we've had, and he's been part of the direction that the state's headed. And so, for Davis, the challenge is you have to convince a majority of Texas voters the state is headed in the wrong direction. And it's hard to do that while also being hopeful and optimistic about the future of the state. It's also hard to do that because I think most people think Texas is headed in the right direction. We have challenges. Growth is our massive population growth has created some challenges, but we're still headed in the right direction. The majority believes that, and so it's going to be very interesting to see how she tries to convince a majority of Texas voters we're not headed in the right direction when it's clear that we are.
Yeah, and headlines, though she would not play well in Midland anyway, headlines like crickets show up to the Davis campaign, not very helpful to them running here in the state of Texas. Let me ask you about Nancy Pelosi. She went on CNN yesterday, was talking about how great Obamacare is, about how many people have signed up, but she also said that Democrats are embracing Obamacare. If you're a Democrat, do you cringe when you hear Nancy Pelosi talk like that? Because it just sounds like, to me, she's running a campaign commercial for Republicans.
Has absolutely no idea what a verbal Democratic member of Congress is dealing with on a daily basis. She's extraordinarily wealthy. She's in one of the most liberal districts in the country. She just is totally out of touch with these marginal districts, or even red state districts, where red districts where you have deep dissatisfaction and opposition to Obamacare. So, you know, I don't know kind of what she's trying to do there. I guess she's trying to raise money from the left, perhaps. But she's not doing the Democratic Party a very big favor. Obamacare's numbers are not strong. They have improved slightly over the last week or so, but they're going to get worse over time. And it's clear that much of the reporting that the administration has done about Obamacare has been phony, and at least incomplete and probably phony. So I'm not sure what she's doing, but if you look even at that White House event where they took a victory lap, you had no vulnerable Democrats there.
Right.
So if what she said, if she believes that, then why was no one at the White House?
You know, the conventional wisdom is Republicans need to, especially in these real dogfights of races for U.S. Senate, they need to talk Obamacare, Obamacare, Obamacare. What do you think are one or two other areas that could overtake, and it might be bad for Republicans, but one or two other areas that could overtake that discussion during the election in some of these areas?
Well, we'll see. I mean, it depends a little bit on events. You're not going to see a lot happen, a lot get done in Congress for the rest of the year. You know, if the Republicans bring back immigration, even in sort of individual bills, which they've talked about possibly doing, that could come back as an issue. Obviously, if some of this stuff with Russia gets worse, or if there's a blow up in the Middle East, that could come back. Foreign policy could come back. It's clear the Democrats want to make the minimum wage and equal pay and those kinds of issues, equity between rich people and poor people, those kinds of issues. They want to bring those issues back. But ultimately, look, Chad, based on the trajectory we're on today, this election is about Obamacare. Mm-hmm. It's about a referendum on President Obama, and it's about the weak economy. And Democrats are going to try like crazy to move the campaign to any other terrain they possibly can, because they know that if it's fought on those three fronts, which it's likely to be fought on, they're in for a very, very rough second midterm election. It's going to change the complexion on Capitol Hill and basically render President Obama's last 2 years very, very difficult.
Do you think it's smart for Republicans right now to talk about immigration?
No. No, I don't. You know, if you like the terrain you're fighting on, then you stay on it. And so to me, you know, those issues are the issues that matter most. We might be in a different position to deal with immigration if we have the House and the Senate. It's clear that Senate Democrats are totally not serious about border security or about legal immigration or about fixing legal immigration. But listen, I think you have a lot of Republicans up there who say, you know what, President Obama is willing to do whatever he wants, totally ignore Congress, do things in an unconstitutional manner, not enforce laws. So I think there's a chance that they're not going to do anything real on immigration until 2017 if a Republican is elected president, because they're concerned if they pass a border security bill that deals with illegal immigrants right now, he may totally ignore the illegal immigrant portion of it and only do what he wants. And so that's something I think the congressional Republicans are deeply worried about.
Visiting with Matt Mikowiak, mustreadtexas.com. Real quickly, before you promote the website, who's having a better campaign right now, Wendy Davis or Letitia Vanderpoot?
Letitia Vanderpoot, I think. I mean, she's not, number one, not saying stupid things. Number two, she's wrapping up a bus tour today in Austin that she's done. I'll forget how many cities it is, 13 or 15 cities over 8 or 9 days. I think if you privately talk to Democrats, there's a chance Vanderpeet overperforms Wendy Davis, which will be quite striking, because she's raised so much less money and is so not known quite as well as Davis is, obviously, statewide. So Vanderpeet's one to watch. I think she'll lose. I'm confident she'll lose. But she may lose by a much more narrow margin than Wendy Davis does.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. Matt, what can folks find today? I know you're updating the website, but what can they look forward to seeing today on mustreadtexas.com?
Yeah, two things to pay attention to. President Obama is going to Fort Hood on Wednesday for the memorial service. Dan Pfeiffer, one of his senior staffers, announced that over the weekend on Sunday shows. And then Thursday, President Obama will speak in Austin at the LBJ Civil Rights Summit. You'll see a lot of attention about the LBJ anniversary. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, all four living presidents, apart from Bush 41, will be speaking there. So both of those events will get a lot of attention this week, and you can find all that and everything else at mustreadtexas.com.
Yeah, another interesting point about that, Wendy Davis has already said that she'd be out greeting President Obama, not staying away, whereas other Democratic candidates around the country, they stay as far away as they can right now.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if that works for her or against her.
Yep, exactly. Matt, thank you very much.
Take care.
That's Matt Mikowiak. You can follow him on Twitter as well, at Matt Mikowiak.